As we continue to count down to the kickoff of the big game this weekend, Super Bowl ad spending soared to a record this year, with some marketers spending an all-time high of $7 million per seconds of airtime. Eric Huberman, Hawk Media founder and CEO and author of the upcoming book, The Hawk Method, joins us now for a breakdown of the supersized commercial spending. Eric, high-budget commercials have become a hallmark of the Super Bowl. How do you expect the ads that consumers will be seeing this year to compare to the ones that we've seen in the past?
Yeah, I think it's always a reflection on culture and what's going on. That's what marketers are trying to do, is comment on culture. And so we're going to see a lot of ads that have to do with inclusion and diversity. We're going to see ads that have to do with crypto and crypto.com making their big debut at the Super Bowl. We're going to see a lot of getting out, adventure. I believe there will be, there's some reports of still talking about vaccinations. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that. And then always the, you know, the home runs of the Super Bowl are a combination between comedic ads as well as that more wholesome, you know, touching the soul kind of ad. And I think those are the two that usually win. So we're going to see a lot of all of that, but it's, you're probably going to see a lot of things tying back. You're going to see Meta coming out with an ad. You're going to see a lot of metaverse discussion. So things that have to do with what's relevant in the news as well.
You know, it's particularly interesting because this is one of those times where a lot of the people viewing the game itself can decide whether or not, and they perhaps make up their sentiment mind at that point in time, whether or not they want to engage with a brand after a Super Bowl ad that they see. You mentioned Meta and Meta Platforms, their ad, I believe we're showing it here on the screen right now, and how critical it is to get an ad right for the future customer value, the lifetime value that you're looking for, even after this particular announcement or product drop or service launch.
Yeah, it's always been critical. I think now we have that feedback loop. So, you know, prior to this, you wouldn't see the immediate feedback on, are people going and watching this on YouTube? Are they actually going to engage with the company? And now you can actually tie this back to results. And we talk about, thank you for mentioning the book. In that book, we talk about the three pillars of marketing: awareness, nurturing, and trust. And with a Super Bowl ad, you can kind of cover the three. You can create new awareness. You've got, it's one of the most viewed things, period. But you also build a lot of trust in, that trust factor, because by nature, having a Super Bowl commercial kind of solidifies you as a real company, a real thing to experience. You're hitting such a wide array of people at a time when they're all getting together, watching something, having fun, enjoying something. So there's a lot of benefit to it. And I think we're going to see a lot of positive outcome from this, as well as you said, people are going to be really be looking at what is the effect after the fact. We're really going to be able to tell the winners and losers more than ever.
And speaking of winners and losers, is there a discrepancy between some companies in how they measure success from their Super Bowl ads? I mean, is it all about sales dollars that come in post-ad, or is just having a viral moment sometimes enough?
I'd say you just know that it can be either one. It depends on what the company's trying to accomplish. Sometimes it is sales, but frankly, if you're just trying to drive sales, there's probably better performance marketing channels that you can do that will show more uptick in just direct revenue. Again, the credibility of a Super Bowl ad, the virality of a Super Bowl ad, the reach goes a lot wider. You also have different companies that have different abilities to monetize it. Why you see some of the biggest advertisers like Google, Frito-Lay, Budweiser, they're trying to reach an audience to make sure that when you go and buy a beer or buy a bag of chips, you're picking their brands versus some of the online companies and the digital companies that they need you to go directly to them. So there's differences in distribution from these companies that allow them to take different levels of advantage of a Super Bowl ad.
What's the advantage of making a big game ad, but not running it during the game itself on the televised event and the game that you know so many people are spectating? But there's also the second screen experience where you know people are having their social commentary and chat on social media during and throughout the game as well. Where is kind of the analysis for brands to say, we either run an ad in-game during the actual broadcast versus we just want to be in the space that everybody else is going to be having the discussions in?
Yeah, so the impression cost of the Super Bowl is expensive. You know, it's known, I mean, $7 million a spot. It is 6 to 7. It is very expensive to run a Super Bowl ad on the Super Bowl, but I think it goes back to human behavior. We've almost trained Super Bowl audience to want to see ads. I'm one of them. We want to see what are the fun creative ads, like the one being displayed right now, that was a great one, that are fun or heartwarming or whatever that is. So people are looking for great marketing during this period. It's almost become a part of the culture. And so it is a great time if you really think you can stand out. It's also very noisy. Everyone's doing it. But if you can stand out, you may not need the Super Bowl itself to be that distribution. So it is a good time to release your version of a Super Bowl ad, whether or not you can justify actually running it during the Super Bowl.
And again, going back to this idea of costs and the record amount of spending that we're seeing during this year's Super Bowl, between $6 to $7 million per 30-second slot, every year we've really seen the price of a Super Bowl ad continue to creep higher. When do you think we'll see the ceiling here, or is this just going to be continuing to build as an arms race in terms of how much companies are spending on this?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the audience. I mean, population growth as well as audience growth. I know the Super Bowl is expanding into international in a very strong way. They're having different teams actually take on different countries. So this could become more international, which means that those ad dollars could go further and they can continue to charge more. There's also inflation, which I know a lot of the rest of the show has been about, that causes the price to go up as well. And I think that combination, it probably will continue to go up unless for some reason, which I don't anticipate, but football doesn't become as interesting of a thing anymore. I know we've had a little of direct viewership decline on the Super Bowl the past couple of years, but I don't know if overall viewership after the fact, the streaming side of it, et cetera, has actually had any hit. So I think unless again, something happens to the actual Super Bowl, we'll probably see the price continue to increase and it be worth it.
All right, Eric Huberman, Hawk Media founder and CEO and author of the upcoming book, The Hawk Method. Thank you again so much.